P&Z met last night. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca, joins me now. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, what are some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
Okay, well, as always, we started with our pre-applications. The first one was the Bailiwick Club, which is over on the western side of town, and they were looking to install lights on three platform tennis courts. There wasn't much fanfare there other than the lights would be relatively close to a wetland, so the commission wanted to make sure that that was going to be acceptable to the agency, which would have been a normal part of the application course anyway, but I think good to note moving forward. Then we moved to 84 South Water Street. This is what everyone in town knows as the Hasco building. It's a what we found out last night actually has a history of storage. We all thought of it as an abandoned non-conforming use to today's regulations of industrial use. It's actually, if you've ever been down there on South Water Street, it's a very beautiful building, despite the fact that it's clearly in significant disrepair. And what the applicant was talking to the commission about last night was doing a self-storage facility that would be also non-conforming to the waterfront business zone. But because they have a non-conforming use, if they can prove that the new non-conforming use is less detrimental to the neighborhood, the commission can move forward with it. So there was a lot of talk about trying to get more conforming with adding as many water-dependent uses as they can. Great commentary from the representative from the Byram Association about what their goals are for Byram and how that would impact this site, namely wanting to make sure that they had retail and that kind of thing so that it wasn't closed off to the community and you could have a nice continuum coming down from Mill Street. So I thought it was a good productive meeting and helpful for the applicant. Then we moved to a potential rezoning on Lake Avenue. The commission, it was interesting because not everyone that lives in that neighborhood was in favor of it, so we'll see whether that comes back. And then we got to the highlight of the evening, and if you're into zoning, this was quite an exciting decision because it was at 171 Hamilton Avenue. The reason it was exciting, it was a proposed 830G affordable housing project. 830G, of course, is the state statute that governs affordable housing. And in this particular instance, they proposed a mixed use. The state statute does not refer to mixed use. They refer to a residential only. And that's what the commission has to engage in with their decision as to whether or not there's a public health and safety issue that outweighs the need for affordable housing as opposed to our zoning regulations. Anyway, without getting too technical, I will say I thought the commission did an absolutely outstanding job, studied the case law, figured out what was right for the neighborhood, and have managed to approve the mixed-use approach, but in a very interesting way where they bifurcated the decision such that the commercial use falls under our zoning regulations and the housing use falls under the statute, which therefore avoids the issue altogether of interpreting the statute. So I thought that was an extremely exciting decision. So anyway, it was good for all. And then also the property over at 585 and 600 West Putnam, that was approved. You've heard me talk about that quite a lot over the years. So that came to conclusion. And then we moved to, Cutler Road, the lot line revision, that was postponed. So then we moved to 270 Lake Avenue. That's the request by the Chabad Lubavitch of Greenwich to make some changes to some of the conditions that have been imposed on that property over the years. This was left open, still issues about traffic and noise and whatnot. Then we went to the proposed amendment for assisted living. It's called the Managed Residential Community Overlay Zone. That was again left open, but I feel confident that the bits and pieces that needed to be solved will happen between this meeting and the next meeting, so we'll be seeing them in short order. And then that brought us to 33 and 35 John Street, which is a lot line. Well, it's a re-subdivision, but they're looking to just change it a little, some lot lines, and there was a question about whether or not right-of-way would have to be removed from the land area. All the right-of-way would be removed from the calculation for floor area. So we will see that one again at a subsequent meeting once we've had more time to examine that issue. Then we discussed briefly the draft declaration of trust for the new Affordable Housing Trust Fund that went to the Board of Selectmen yesterday also and is looking to be on the RTM agenda before the end of the year. So, okay. Fun meeting.
All right. So now let's talk about the next meeting, including, I'm sure you're closely watching the GHS Greenwich High School entryway. That's coming to you eventually, right?
Yes, yes. They have come to us for a pre-application. It was well received. The concern from the neighbors was about lighting and about whether it made sense to do the entrance, how they're doing it, if they're going to be bringing in a road that will continue to make the back of the school really more of where all the activity happens with entrance and exit out of the building. So was this really the right thing to do? And the Board of Ed feels strongly that it is. So we'll be seeing that soon. I'm sure that issue will come up again.
Okay. So when's the next meeting?
The next meeting is on November 23rd. And we'll have a couple of the carryovers that I mentioned just now, such as the assisted living regulation and 270 Lake Avenue. Those will be back, and a couple of other site plans and rezoning applications, too.
All right. Fantastic. Sounds good. Katie, good job.
Thank you. Yeah, that was an exciting meeting last night. I hope I didn't get too technical because it really was a landmark decision, I think.
Like you said, for P&Z fans, that 171 Hamilton Avenue was exciting.
Yes, quite riveting. Well, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Katie. Same to you. Bye-bye. That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, last night's P&Z meeting. WG.